This is Sam Clash, live on Stratcast Radio. Discover new talent. Discover Stratcast.
Hello, welcome to Stratcast. This is Sam Clash 2011, week number 4. Hello, Sophie. Hello, Matt.
Woo!
Hello. How the devil are you?
I'm pretty good. I'm in a good mood tonight.
I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, I think it should be pretty good. We've got some really good bands lined up tonight for the show.
Who have we got tonight?
We've got Upon Collide, a local Stratford band.
Cool. I'm not sure about how to pronounce it, but I think that says OK Roy and Elise. Is it Elise?
We have indeed. Now, yeah. We don't know if any Sound Clash curse has occurred yet.
But all three bands are in the building.
They appear.
But that means something. I mean, there could be a fire or anything. We don't know.
God, don't jinx it, Wayne.
Yeah, it's the fire sort of thing. But we'll just have to wait and see, won't we?
This is Sound Clash, great local unsigned for a great station.
I introduce you to the band that answers the question, what do you get when you cross awesome with kick-ass? The answer, my friends, is OK Right! Give it up!
Like touching God himself. I need this to work my hands, staring at the sky as the cool breeze blows. I need this. I need this. I want this to work. I need you. I want you. I need you to help. Lying on the grass as the cool breeze blows, I love that feeling. Sit here with you, watch me whip with night and hats. I never want to go back home. I need this. I want this. Work. I need you. I want you. I need you to help. I'm flying into space. I never wanna go when I'm dreading going back home. But I need to. I only wanna stay, but I stayed with regrets. And I walk away. I want this to work. I need you. I want you. I need you to help. I'm a lying and deserted field.
Fiona, what did you think of the performance from OK Roy just now?
Yeah, I thought it was alright. It was like, you know, it was alright.
You're acting like it was a bit meh. Was it meh? Was it in between good and bad?
No, it was entertaining.
What did you think of the performance just now?
I thought it was really good.
Okay, what did you think was good about it? Did you like any certain aspects?
The lyrics of some of the songs, they're really good.
This is Sound Clash, live on Stratcast Radio. Discover new talent. Discover Stratcast.
Okay, we're live from the set from OK Roy. Sophie, name call, please.
Okay, we're here with Chris, Dom, Rory, Ben.
You did it.
I know.
Best time ever.
It's good.
Guys,
I'm on it.
How's that for you?
That was pretty good, yeah.
Good little starter there. So.
Thank you.
Nice opening to the show.
We enjoy playing gigs. And even though we don't expect to get any more gigs from this tournament, we will enjoy this one.
Is this your first gig ever?
No. I know it's a surprise.
No, I didn't mean it like that. You seem really shy, yeah. Like really refined. Maybe it's a good thing.
Shy of our own music.
So what will you do if you win tonight with the money? £100, is it?
Something like that. They change each week, though, so...
What was that?
Good get pissed with.
Have you brought many fans with you tonight?
No, we haven't.
We've brought
fans.
No fans.
What about three?
Yeah. So you've got good hope of winning then?
Yeah, loads.
Right, I've got to ask, was it track four, Shooting My Load?
Yeah. What inspired you for that track?
Oh, I actually wrote that one, and Chris inspired me.
Just our general main pastimes.
Are you just Drake, or? Yeah. Or do you have, you know, aspirations to be a famous band one day? Or
it's an aspiration, but not a realistic one.
How long have you been together?
About 3 years, which is
really
pitiful if you would watch us.
I've only been in like 2 months.
Yeah, this is our newest member, Ben.
Hi, Ben. What do you play?
Bass.
We like bass players, don't we, Wayne?
Yes. So, guys, okay, what's your favourite song to perform?
Probably
She Is. Yeah, probably She Is.
I don't know. I like She Is. I'm feeling
She Is. Does your mum listen to your music?
She hates you.
Mum hates us. My mum said we were shit.
My mum found Shoot reasonably funny.
Right, you've
been like lowest form of wit, sort of funny.
You've been putting yourselves down quite a lot, so we need to get some. We need to get. Oh, you're trying to get a sympathy vote. Yeah. Oh, we're shit. Don't vote for us.
And then they'll be like, when they hear we're shit and we're poor/mediocre, they're like,
surprised.
No disappointment. That's the idea.
Should we play the game?
Okay, each week we do a game. You have to describe the band in one word, and one word only.
But it has to be positive, okay?
Okay.
Silence is brilliant.
Tumbleweed, fourth band.
Exciting. Homoerotic.
I was going to say, yeah, homosexual.
I don't know.
What are
they?
Mediocre.
Sexy.
Wow. That's brilliant.
Okay, guys, best of luck tonight.
This is Sound Clash. Great local unsigned for a great station.
Could you whoop, cheer, put your hands together, stamp your feet, take off your clothes. I mean, stamp your feet and give it up for Elise!
But you know that we're not alone. Lay me down now, oh so quiet, and a cup and bill for two, and I will go down in history. Early grave, hopefully. Someone needs to hear. Thank you.
what do you think of that last band? I got two people here. What do you
think? They were amazing.
They were awesome. Yeah,
they were pretty damn
they
good.
They were amazing.
They were better than OK Roy.
I don't know who that girl that was up there, Charlie, but her voice was amazing. It's got me going. It was
Yeah, it was quite awesome. What was your opinion on the band?
I've got a mixed opinions. I like the band itself.
Yeah,
they're really good. But I didn't like the singer.
You didn't like the singer?
No, I didn't really enjoy her voice.
Oh,
I said that.
That is bitchy. That's bitchy. Did you hear that bitchiness? Did you? You saw the bitchiness come out of his mouth. Okay, and what did you think of that performance from Elise?
I thought it was very intense. I loved the movement on stage.
Oh yeah.
I think their set list was very tight. Not too much sort of breathing space between the songs.
This is Sam Clash, live on Stratcast Radio. Discover new talent. Discover Stratcast.
Janice, Charlie and Mike. So how come you're playing at Sound Clash tonight?
Well, it's all down to Mike, pretty much. He found it out and sent off the application form. So yeah. Carry on, Mike.
Carry on, Jonas.
What are you hoping to get from the competition?
A win.
I think just, fans, if anything.
Yeah, just exposure, and hopefully people come along and like us and listen to us more.
And stuff, so.
To be fair, though, you had quite a few following you tonight, though, surely. Compared to OK Roy, you had three.
I think we had
a bit more than three. Quite a few people from Jared's college course came along, didn't they? So yeah, he's got quite a few little fans.
Oh,
Dan's
in.
Hi, Dan.
How are you doing?
So are you quite a new band together, or?
We formed in, I think it was like...
last summer, really.
Yeah, last summer.
So less than a year. This is our third gig, so I don't think we're doing too bad.
So you're just trying to build a bigger crowd and follow in.
So what inspires you as a band?
I don't know. All musicians that aren't really doing a lot, so I think it was good that we could put our energy into something positive, I think.
All of us want to go into music, so like we're all kind of really into going into it as a band, so I think that's why, really.
We've got the same views, I think.
Yeah, we've all got the same goals.
Yeah.
Okay. We've been talking about the drummer. How knackered are you?
So Jared,
I'm all right. I'm all right, you know.
Yeah. I like enjoying it. It's good.
You're just good for it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He goes for it.
Yeah, I love going for it.
So what are you going to spend the money on if you do win? Recording, what everyone says. So
we've got someone who's recording in the next 2 weeks. I found out tonight, actually. Craig's in the sort of
Craig,
house too,
babe.
Which is only, it's costing us nothing pretty much, and so any money that we win is going towards a van to start our little tour.
Touring,
we're going to do a little tour around Warwickshire and
fun time
England.
Oh no, because it's like rugby, Coventry, where we're starting off. So
Yorkshire,
yeah, build it up.
Yorkshire, that's it. Yeah,
you should do a busking tour.
God.
In the summer, maybe?
In the 7-string. Can you buy 7-string acoustic?
If you can, like, perform at any gig or any town or at any festival, what would it be?
Warped Tour.
Bands Warped Tour would be awesome.
Yeah.
For a whole summer, June till August, game on.
Yeah, definitely.
Now, Sophie, let's get all sexist here. Charlie is the first female on Sound Clash in 4 weeks.
I know.
Well done.
How's that feel?
Quite a shock, really.
It feels good. It's good to be unique.
Yeah, awesome,
do you think, though, let's get opinions here. Do you think that this sort of music is more male orientated, or just there's not enough female singers out there? Well,
I guess it is. Like most of the bands are like male, yeah. But I think it's a good thing that we've got a female singer because it kind of differentiates us. So it's I think it's positive.
We had Chelsea, the drummer, last week, but she didn't sing this year. But you're the first female singer, so pressure's on you, isn't it?
I know.
Good.
What's your favourite part about doing gigs?
I don't know, it's probably just the energy. I love the energy of it. Like when everyone gets into it, it's really nice. Like when the crowd are jumping about, it's lovely.
Okay, time for the game.
The game, yeah. Okay, you have to describe your band in one single word.
Oh,
okay.
God.
Okay, exciting.
We've already had that tonight, think of a new one.
Okay, okay,
original.
Innovative,
incredible.
energetic. Probably.
Okay, and we've got a bit of time, so you can promote yourself in 10 seconds flat, starting from now.
Jonas.
Okay. Right, we've got a Facebook page. It's Elise on Facebook. That's about it at the moment. We're going to have MySpace set up with recordings
we'll have a CD
on that.
Soon.
Game on.
Yeah.
Woo!
Thank you so much. That was Elise. Coming up is Upon Collide.
This is Sound Clash. Great local unsigned for a great station.
I want you all to put your hands together, softly probably. Djembe, very, very chilled. And show your appreciation for Upon Collide!
Let's get a clap going, as we are the last one and you can all go home and do your thing. Alright. More hands. More hands. Max Sharp. I want to see your hands in the air. You sharp, sharp man.
As I hold her, momently resolve her.
She wavers, standing up to save her. No, she, no, she will not. No, she will not.
Really good.
Really good. What was your favourite aspect?
All of it. They're really good. Honestly, as a band, they're just really good.
Were you one of the dancing people at the last bit? I got you on film.
Yes, that's brilliant. That's brilliant. Honestly, they're absolutely fantastic. The thing I like about them is it's just pure raw. It's raw. You know, there's only three of them. You know, there's not like five or six on stage. Quality. That's what they are.
I just love them. Love their music, man.
Was there any favourite aspect to have about the performance?
Just the whole lot, how it's all put together and everything. Yeah. Right, yeah.
This is Sam Clash, live on Stratcast Radio. Discover new talent. Discover Stratcast.
Okay, we are here with Punk Allied. Sophie, name call, please.
Tom, Dave and Matt.
It's getting easier and easier, isn't
so
it?
So, we've got the drummer, bassist, guitarist. See, I'm getting
you're just showing off now. Okay, wow. First question.
I thought you were asking the first question.
How did the set go, guys?
Very well, I think.
Yeah, we had fun. We don't take it too seriously. We just try and enjoy ourselves and hope that the crowd enjoys themselves as well.
We've got to say, first time in Sound Clash history, an encore. How do you feel?
Very excited.
I didn't realise I was a first. I didn't know if they'd
but they don't normally let. But actually, to be honest, no one really asks for an encore for any of the other bands. That kind of says
our fan base tends to start asking for an encore before we've even finished playing the last song. So
almost likewise, this is our first Sound Clash experience.
And how are you finding it?
It's very exciting.
So how many fans have you brought today? Because there's quite a few out there, isn't there?
There is. I'm not sure how many of them are actually new fans from today. I don't recognise some of them.
We haven't brought a huge amount, actually. But excitedly, I think we may have met a few new people and got a few fans on.
Are you from Stratford or...?
Nearby. Yeah. I'm in Warwick. Matt's in some village. A village somewhere.
And as near as makes no difference.
Tom's
we're from
village.
Stratford. Yeah,
we're kind of from Stratford.
Stratford is central to us, so Dave's Warwick. I'm Chipping Camden Way, so I'm even more in the country than Stratford itself. And Tom?
Yeah, I live in Stratford. I'm keeping it on the down low.
We grew up on farms, so we're used to mud and dirt and just animals.
Not all together. We're not all like farmer country bumpkins.
We don't like mud and animals together.
No, just individually.
Anyway, these people have some questions for us.
So is this the first time you've played at Cuxes?
No, we've played it about five times, I think, now.
Yeah.
Five or six.
Yeah, the last time we played was back in November, I think. Yeah. November the 3rd or something like that, when we headlined it for the first time. That was pretty cool.
It's quite popular now.
Yeah, it's nice. Playing here is cool. It's like coming home.
It's funny, a lot of the bands we interview say, like, when I say, oh, why have you entered Sound Clash, like, so you wanted to gig at Cuxes, so you've done it five times.
It's a great place. It's probably our favourite place to play. They know what they're doing here.
It's a good music venue, and well, it's the only one in Stratford, really, isn't it?
It is, but it's one of the best I've been to. It's brilliant.
Absolutely. It's good sound, good monitoring, and it's good fun. You can pack all your friends in one place and play music.
Now, believe it or not, me and Sophie did our research tonight, didn't we, before we came on. So we looked on your site and stuff like that. Now, I want to ask, who did the artwork for your site?
It's Matt's fake cousin.
My fake cousin. I grew up with a lad called Daniel Papandreou. And on the farm, we had...
do a country accent.
You're not a farmer.
I know. I'm originally from Reading. I'm originally from Reading. So what I'm doing is I'm adding the fake farm in this.
Love it.
Okay.
Right.
Yeah, so the artist guy is Daniel Papandreou, and he does all our artwork, and he's a very talented young lad.
He's also known as Panda and Koala, just if anyone knows him by those names.
Not by shape or nature.
Okay, right. Should we play the game?
Before we ask, because you obviously covered Mr. Brightside.
Yes.
And obviously a favourite of yours, I assume?
Yeah, it seems to be something people expect to hear from us.
But if you could cover another track, what would it be?
We do a few things on YouTube, so for us, Mr. Brightside was our first ever adventure onto YouTube. At the moment, we're working on actually trying to do a few in the charts, stupidly maybe, but it's exciting and different. So, Grenade by Bruno Mars, which seems to be played everywhere, and it's just a good laugh to play. He's a skilled gentleman. And we've even gone to the realms of Katy Perry Fireworks.
Yay! Isn't that Cardiff?
I wish.
Did you not watch
the X Factor? No,
no. He
did it.
Yeah, in libraries.
Yeah, there's so many episodes of the X Factor. He had to cover every song in the charts in the last 10 years, really. Yeah.
That and Run to the Hill by Iron Maiden.
That's just me.
That too.
A range of different tracks then, that's cool. So how long have you been, I'm quite interested, how long have you been together as a band?
Pretty much exactly a year.
Yeah. Is that it? Really?
Yeah.
This could be our anniversary right now.
Anniversary? Mm.
Right here, right now.
So if you won tonight, it'd be a nice anniversary.
Yeah, we could go to celebrate in a romantic setting.
Maybe a bit of a romantic...
Yeah, maybe a farm, something like that.
Our first proper gig was about a year ago here at Cox's Yard.
Yeah, absolutely.
Right. Yeah, I think so.
Okay, we always end interviews with a game. You need to describe your band in one word and one word only.
It's that thinking time.
It's again. Yeah. I need that couple of seconds.
Should warn them before. We
can I have two words or can I put a hyphen or two?
Words.
Unsurprisingly energetic.
Pornography.
Please say farmery.
Farmery.
There you go. That was the point. Oh, one more question. Upon collide, if you collide with anybody, who would it be?
Oh, that's such a good question. I think we'll leave it a mystery.
Don't ask me, please.
Your list is endless. So that was the Punk Collide. We're stay tuned for the results before I get slapped.
This is Sound Clash. Great local unsigned for a great station.
Ladies and gentlemen, first of all, before we go any further, I know you're interested in what this says, but tough. I'm going to talk first. First of all, I just really want to say thank you for everyone coming out tonight. I think it's really, really important that we support the local music scene. Not enough people doing it. It's been really, really great to see so many people here tonight. So just give yourselves all a round of applause because it is awesome to see you guys here tonight. Thank you for coming. On to the winners. Well, I think first of all, the winners are you guys because you got to see some awesome bands tonight. Really, really great. Music was the winner tonight, I think. Usually they sort of give a rundown and stuff. I'm a bit more straightforward than that. I'm just going to tell you who the winners are. Apocalypse!
This is Sam Clash, live on Stratcast Radio. Discover new talent. Discover Stratcast.